One of the main reasons for going to college is to learn more about the world, and one of the main ways to celebrate a break from college is to go on vacation to someplace fun. Those activities certainly can be combined. Some students at Southern Oregon University began the current academic year just after a three-week trip of their own, and they did not head for the beach. Instead, they went to Nepal, the small country nestled in the Himalayas. A couple of university programs joined forces to make the trip possible. Eric Soule is with the Southern Oregon University Outdoor Adventure Leadership Program. He's an instructor and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Eric, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the whole Nepal trip and how it came together.
Well, it's been a dream of myself and a few other individuals around campus, Adam Elson being one of them, or another instructor in the OAL program, to help expose our students to the world and gain that perspective. And so our dreams started to become reality. Adam and I both have spent time in Nepal, and we wanted to get our students over there as soon as we could. And started to work with other individuals on campus that were willing to spend their time to make it real.
How big an undertaking is it to try to get a program together where you not only get multiple weeks in Nepal, but also many different people on the same trip?
Yeah, it's a challenge, but you know, anything worth doing is a challenge in my mind. And fortunately, when people start getting stoked, they'll put a little extra effort in, and this is something that's easy to get stoked about, having people to get opportunities to expand their knowledge in such a unique and beautiful place.
I know we've already gone through the Outdoor Adventure Leadership discussion and I've gotten to the OAL shorthand already, but for the folks who don't know what Outdoor Adventure Leadership is about at Southern Oregon University, help them understand a bit.
You bet. We have a degree program. A student can come in and earn their Bachelor of Arts or Bachelor of Science in Outdoor Adventure Leadership. And it's a degree that allows them to be exposed to the interpersonal components of outdoor leadership, as well as those technical skills. So they're gaining type of skills that will help them to deal with risk management, conflict resolution, planning, logistics, rescue, things of that nature.
So it goes well beyond just guiding trips down rivers and up mountains and things like that.
Yeah, we definitely expose the students to those opportunities, but it's phenomenal what they've gone on to do already, our graduates, and excited about what the future holds for our current students as well.
Now, I understand this was a joint venture with the Civic Engagement Program at SOU, and we did talk to the folks at Civic Engagement about their upcoming Portland trip to get real close with homeless people. And so it's an interesting combination of things that were combined there in the Nepal trip.
Yeah, there's, you know, amazing opportunities in Nepal to learn as well as to share the skills and knowledge that we have here in the States and the resources that we have. And so our goal was to go over and help create a more sustainable situation rather than bringing over some solar panels and batteries or something of that nature. We wanted to help evolve the future leaders of Nepal and outdoor adventure leadership. So we were working with few individuals, training them, and exposing our students to their culture and those aspiring guides to our culture.
So looking for people in Nepal, essentially doing what your students are planning on doing when they're done with their schooling.
Correct.
Are there lots of opportunities for that in Nepal? I can imagine a country with that many mountains would probably have a lot of raging rivers as well, so all kinds of outdoor adventures possible.
Yeah, they've one of the main sources of revenue in Nepal is tourism, adventure tourism in particular, the trekking, boating scene, kayaking, rafting, paragliding, all are quite popular activities, and then, of course, the more technical climbing that takes place there in the Himalaya.
And did you guys do any actual climbing of big mountains while you were there?
We did not. Our focus was to expose the students culturally to a wide variety of groups and to allow the trainees and Nepalis that were being educated and sharing their knowledge to a route or a similar experience to what they could potentially be guiding in the near future.
You had been there before, more than once?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to be in Nepal several times, and it's got a special place in my heart for sure.
What was it like the first time you stepped off a plane there, the first time you got a chance to, I mean, you're gaining your impressions before you even land, I know, but then once you were there on the ground, how did it all hit you?
Well, it's a feeling and a vibration that is one of my dreams of exposing to as many people as I possibly can. For myself, you know, the way I describe it is I knew I wasn't in Kansas anymore. I'm not even from Kansas, but But you know, just the smells and the energy and the language barrier, et cetera, is pretty phenomenal to experience.
How did you guys navigate the language barrier on any of your trips to Nepal?
Well, I've been very fortunate to make a lot of great friends in Nepal, who are very generous with their time and knowledge and helping me to expand my vocabulary. My wife was in the Peace Corps in Nepal and has a phenomenal command of a language, so that's a real benefit to me as well. But the Nepalese people are very excited about learning as much English as they possibly can as well, and so we make it work.
I'm curious about that. You mentioned your wife was in the Peace Corps in Nepal. Did you guys meet in Nepal?
No, we sure didn't. We met elsewhere, but we enjoyed some great time there.
Was it something you had both been to Nepal before you had a chance to get together?
No. Uh-huh. She was there, and I decided to come visit.
Uh-huh. So we're talking to Eric Soule, who is an instructor in Southern Oregon University's Outdoor Adventure Leadership Program, about the trip that was taken before this academic year. 3 weeks of students in Nepal and a couple of instructors as well. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments. 800-838-3760 around the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. How detailed a program did you set up? I mean, we're talking 3 weeks in a foreign country.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious to know what kinds of things you decided to do at the outset and how much the actual experience hewed to the plan you'd set out.
Well stated. The one of the things about adventure is that you're really not an adventure until you're on plan B. And then it really starts to get spicy when you're on plan E. So when you travel in a place like Nepal with just the logistical infrastructure that's there, the lack of roads, landslides that can occur, things of that nature, it's quite challenging. I think this is one of the greatest lessons that we can share with our students is that the gift of being present in the moment and not having attachment to what's going to happen in the future. And so when we're in Nepal, you get a great chance to explore that as you get on those plans. So we had a decent structure laid out. We had goals and places we wanted to be and things of that nature. But we, of course, got on that plan E once in a while.
Ah, that's going well through plan B and plan C and everything else. How many people went altogether on this trip?
We had 13 individuals from Southern Oregon University, 11 students, and another individual from the staff side of SOU. Joni Kellerhan was gracious enough to volunteer her time to come along.
And what kinds of things did you have to warn them about as an old Nepal hand yourself? About the things that they needed to expect and deal with once they were on the ground there.
Yeah, one of the things that's beautiful about the Nepalese culture is their generosity and their openness and their perspective in that regard. But there's also some very strong belief system there. And so just, you know, being culturally respectful is a big part of the knowledge that I wanted to share, utilizing your right hand as an example, not touching people on top of the head, not pointing picking up things with your feet or pointing your feet at people and things of that nature. And then the biggest one is that that we're going to be on an adventure and that we aren't going to be on plan A all the time.
So talk about some of the adventures then. What were some of the things that you did in
your
time there?
We were really blessed to be able to, right off the bat, develop a relationship with several young men that were part of the Guiding Disadvantaged Youth to Professions program that we work with there. And right away we started to prepare meals with these individuals and to get used to their equipment and have them get used to our students and our tastes. And then we headed up into the Himalaya near the Tibetan border to a holy lake called the Bhairav Kunda. And Bhairav is an incarnation of the god Shiva and happens to be his wrathful incarnation. And we got to experience a little of the monsoon wrath while we were up there, actually, at a decent elevation. Probably one of the greatest challenges for our students in that environment was the rain and the monsoon environment while we were up at high altitude. or higher altitude. Probably the most challenging component of that was leeches, actually, that found their way in every crevice and pore there that you could imagine.
Oh, God. So you guys got in bodies of water and you're busy picking leeches off yourself when you're done?
No. So they actually, here in the States, the leeches are contained in those bodies of water, but they're actually hanging off of the plant life as you trek along the trail.
Well, that's a new experience, isn't it, for a lot of people?
Exactly.
Takes a little while to get used to. So you mentioned the Guiding Disadvantaged Youth to Professions involvement in this, and it was also the initiativeoutdoor.com was involved in this too.
Correct. My really good friend Chandra Alay founded Initiative Outdoor several years ago. Chandra and I have had some great times together. And being able to connect with him and have an individual that's such a world-class mentor be exposed to our students and have our students be exposed to him and his program was a really great opportunity. And Chelsea Lynn Ball, as well as someone who really helped to get the Guiding Disadvantaged Youth to Professions program rolling with Chandra and helped to have these young individuals that haven't been handed the best card hand in life, an opportunity to get out and get a leg up.
We're talking to Eric Soule from Southern Oregon University's Outdoor Adventure Leadership Program about the trip to Nepal that took place just before this academic year began. 3 weeks of students and a couple of they're all adults, I guess, by this point, over in Nepal. Join us on The Exchange with questions, comments, stories of your own, 800-838-3760 around the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org, or check out our Facebook page and see the picture we snapped of Eric just before he had a chance to sit down and talk to us. Here's a call from Lane in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Eric Soule.
Oh, good morning. This is Lane Watson. I have a bachelor's degree from SOU, but my question about, you mentioned about the rescue that the OA, or your outdoor adventure program, teaches rescue classes also, and I wonder if I can take them separately if I'm not in the program, because I'm volunteering for Jackson County Search and Rescue, and I'm looking at a volunteer program in Glacier National Park a year from now, which requires experience or training in various forms of rescue. So that's
all right.
My question.
All right. Worthwhile question. Thanks for that, Lane. Appreciate it.
Lane, namaste, and thanks for calling in. You bet. We would love to have you in our classes. We do have the opportunity here at Southern Oregon University for you to sign up for individual coursework. I teach several classes that could be beneficial to you, and we have others within our program as well. I teach a wilderness and remote first aid class that's actually happening this spring, and there's a CPR certification with that as well. I teach an advanced swiftwater rescue class. That's an internationally recognized certificate through Rescue 3 International here at SOU. And then in the fall, I teach the foundational swiftwater rescue class. And in winter, I teach a technical rope rescue class that helps people to deal with high angle and low to medium angle rescues.
Have you worked on search and rescue yourself or part of a ranger crew or something?
I have not. I work to instruct those individuals and help train them in those for their experiences, as well as rural fire departments and rescue departments of that nature, but I'm not volunteering on the search and rescue.
But, I'm going to rephrase the question in this way, that my thrust was you have to learn a lot more than just about how to guide a raft trip or something, an outdoor adventure leadership. But do you get some snide comments and people saying, what do you have to take, like, load your cooler 101?
Sure, absolutely. There, and I love that conversation, the basket weaving comments and things like that. I think that's a great photo. I actually want to get one of those of one of our scuba divers doing a little basket weaving underwater, and say, yeah, actually, you can earn a credit for that here. But, we have a stout curriculum. It's a challenge. We believe in exposing our students to real life situations, and we don't have to make that a contrived environment. We're blessed in outdoor adventure leadership, and especially here in Ashland, have a world class laboratory right at our own doorstep. and to be able to expose students to performing rescues in Hayes Falls or Nugget Falls here on the Rogue River, or self-arresting on Mount Ashland last weekend. That's the real deal. And to be able to do those technical skills, as well as to be able to handle a conflict resolution on day four of a rain-laden trip when there's no coffee, that takes a special individual. So,
self-arresting, stopping your own fall or something?
Yeah, right. If you get off your feet on a slippery surface that has a high angle, how to stop yourself?
The level of expertise any of these students had to have just to qualify for the Nepal trip, did they have to be up to a certain course level or a certain level of expertise in first aid, things like that?
Yeah, good question. So one of the things we were looking to do is to have a nice blend of individuals on this trip in that regard. So we actually had some students who were non-OAL majors as well, bringing other things to the table as far as the student population went on the trip.
Interesting. So people who from different majors could potentially teach each other things in addition to learning stuff from just being in Nepal in that situation.
Absolutely. That interdisciplinary component I am a big believer in, and exposing our students to these different knowledge bases, I think, is key.
Eric Soule, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, an instructor at the Southern Oregon University Outdoor Adventure Leadership, or OAL, program. OAL and the Civic Engagement Program took 11 students and two staff to Nepal last fall, just before school started for the academic year at Southern Oregon University. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Questions and comments are welcome at 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area. 800-838-3760, and email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So I can imagine that just what you're trying to cram in the time you were there, every day was just a bit different from the one before.
Yeah, that's another one when you were asking about what can you front load to the students. And one of the things that was, you know, a great challenge was the desire to get as much out of every moment possible while we're there. That, in my mind, there's a big burden that comes along with burning that much jet fuel to get around the world or the other side of the world. And so I wanted to maximize that. We didn't have a lot of downtime during this experience, and that was intentional on my part. But not always the easiest to suck up for everybody.
I realized halfway through that wasn't a metaphor. You really did mean burning jet fuel to get to the other side of the world, which is what it takes to get to Nepal. And so you're trying to make sure that you have a positive impact on the planet on the other end of that jet fuel burning.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I feel that that's a responsibility to the Nepalese people and people here in SOU and the world, that we need to make a positive impact based on our ability to get over there.
How long does it take to get to Nepal from Southern Oregon?
Yeah, it takes quite a while. We actually had a lovely layover in Singapore, about 8 hours. The students learned the art of bivvying in an airport on the front end of the experience. And it took us a little over 24 hours to get there. Several long flights, and that's part of the expeditionary behavior, is that you know, we focus on taking care of ourselves when we're on the trail, but in this type of experience, really making sure that you're starting to take care of yourself ahead of time, and then also even while you're on the plane, right, and staying hydrated and moving around and stretching.
Now, were there any issues with altitude sickness or anything like that? I don't know what the base level is in Kathmandu when you get there.
Yeah.
Did you fly to Kathmandu?
Yeah, we sure did. We flew into Kathmandu, and we didn't have a ton of altitude issues or really any significant altitude issues. You know, the main thing to be conscious of is staying hydrated and moving up in doses that are reasonable, and we were able to do that on this experience. So.
We were talking about the different levels of rescue skills some of these students have and certainly will get in their time in outdoor adventure leadership. Did any of those skills come into play? You mentioned having to get to Plan E. Did Plan C and D involve some cuts and scrapes?
One of the challenges in Nepal, and one of the things that I would love to see us have an impact on as SOU and a greater community, is the water quality in Nepal, as far as foundational needs being met. And so we did have some gastrointestinal issues on the trip, and unfortunately it's kind of inherent when you're traveling in that type of environment.
It's okay. Now here's where I'm going to make the dog cocked head thing, huh? I mean, a country that's got glaciers and huge mountains should have pure water, you'd think, coming off of those mountains.
Yeah, that's true. It's a big challenge up high in the mountains. that's there. It's partial issue is delivery systems and making sure that those delivery systems don't get contaminant in them. And then, you know, the population base has moved to the urban environment there and is in the valleys in huge quantities, and that's where the major water issues are. And to get to the mountains, we got to move through those valleys and move through those big cities.
What did you leave behind that you're most proud of in Nepal?
Well, I feel like the thing that I'm most proud of, we didn't leave behind, and that's the connection we made, the students were able to make, foundational connection with the guiding disadvantaged youth to professions participants. And I think that's something that's sustainable. I think those individuals that went on the experience as SOU students will be impacted for the rest of their life and have a positive influence on others that they interact with. And I think the same thing is true for the Nepalese participants as well.
We've got about a minute left to sneak in a call from Vince in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Eric Soule.
Hi there. Yes, I was a Peace Corps volunteer, and I thought they prepared me pretty well for most things, but one of the things that really shocked me was the poverty level. Mm. And I was wondering what you guys do to cross-culturally prepare the students to deal with the poverty they were going to see.
Okay, thanks for the question, Vince.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest perspective gainer there is witnessing that, and that is very impactful. I tried to provide some mental imagery as well as some actual photos and descriptors to the students prior to landing there. But until you see it for yourself, it's hard to imagine what the shanty towns look like and the individuals that are living in them. It's something big to wrap your mind around. It sure makes you feel blessed to live in such a beautiful place like we do.
All right. So you think you'll take students back to Nepal at some time? You're probably going back, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm very excited. We have programs lining up right now to go to Nepal and Peru. So stay tuned with us and get in touch with us if you're interested in coming along.
All right. Outdoor Adventure, Leadership, and Civic Engagement were the two programs at SOU that brought students to Nepal. Eric Soule was among them. He's an Outdoor Adventure Leadership instructor, and he's been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.